I want to talk about a topic that I sort of want to speak about for a long time. I find it to be very, very fascinating. I'll give the background as far as when it began to interest me. I think when I was in yeshiva many years ago, and there was a guy walking around, as sometimes people do, with one of those sign-up sheets for Mishnah, yes, le'ilei nishma someone. So he's going around asking people to learn Mishnah. Yes. There was a guy there that learns Mishnah anyway. So he walked over and he said, okay, can you sign up for Masechta? And the guy said, absolutely not. So he said, but you learn Mishnah anyway. He said, but I don't want my schar to go le'ilei nishma to somebody else. I'm learning, I want my own schar. I don't want to pass it over to anybody else. Why would I want to do that? So at the time, I found that very off-putting, and I still find that very off-putting. But it does raise a fascinating question, which is, when you learn, and the schar, and there is schar that goes to someone else as a result of your learning, do you lose out on your schar? Like, is your schar now diminished as a result that it's done for someone else as well? Or do you get the same amount of schar? That comes up in, I think, at least three different contexts. It comes up in more. Perhaps the most famous context is in the Yisachar-Zvulun relationship, as described in Parshas Vayechi, which is that we know that Yisachar spends time learning and Zvulun supports him. So the question becomes, and there's some sort of Zvulun, even though he supports him and isn't learning himself, Zvulun still gets Schar of Talmud Torah. Does Yisachar now get less Schar? Is his Schar divided in half? Or does he get the same Schar for learning they would have gotten otherwise? Or if a person learns Le'ilei Nishma somebody, do they now lose Schar because they're like directing some of their Schar Le'ilei Nishma somebody else? So they keep the same amount of Schar that they would have gotten anyway. The Bnei Yisachar and Ma'amarim in Chodesh Sivan asked a similar question about husband-wife relationship. And, you know, if a wife's very supportive and she gets some of the schar, let's say she's supporting her husband's learning, so to what extent does a husband's own schar now get diminished as a result? So the reality is, as we'll try to speak about, hopefully towards the end, one can certainly be mechalik between these sort of arrangements. But the question itself is an absolutely fascinating one. There is certainly a camp of achronim that are kemat explicit that you get the full schar, and even if I share with somebody else, in no way does it diminish your schar at all. The Archaim HaKadosh in Parshas Kisisa, commenting on a drush or remez of in the beginning of the parsha at the giving of the machatzel shekel, he points out that whatever a person takes, if I take money as a result because someone's supporting me in my learning, so lo she yisnacha mechilek halomi v'nimtza kol echad ein biyado el machatzel schar. It doesn't mean that I lose out any of my schar. Lo kainhu, not the way it works at all. V'nimtza kol echad biyado shekel shalem. Even if I give a machatzel shekel, he gives a machatzel shekel, he supports me, and I give half of my learning, I still get the full schar of my learning. I need not be hesitant at all as a result. That's quoted as well by the Sefer Hafla. The Hafla as well assumes like that, and the Hafla gives a mashal, as do many others, to express this point. If ner mitzvah, a Torah or, so if Torah has this light kind of a component, so when you have a candle, the Hafla, and you light the candle, and I give that light to somebody else from my original candle, I don't lose out as a result of my giving it to anybody else. I have the same degree of warmth. I have the same candle that I had before. And that's something which is going to continue. Some point out that again, that hafla is in the Pischa Zeira Os Mem Gimel. It's in the got your back. The Chida as well, and the Rosh David and Parsh Mishpatim assumes like that. As do a variety of others that your schar is not diminished at all. However, there are those that seem to suggest on some level that perhaps at least in the Yisachar Zvulun relationship, that schar could be diminished. The Ramah in Yeridaya, in Siman Reish Mem Vav, Siv Katan Aleph, when he describes, the Shulchan Aruch says, Misha Ef Shalom Lilmo, let's say a person can't learn, and he decides he's going to be Yaspik La'acherim Halomdim, he's going to support others to learn. So then says the Ramah, Tishchashiv Lo Ki'ilu Lomi Ba'atzmo, if I support others in learning, it's if I learn myself. And says the Ramah the following line, presumably describing the Yisachar Zvulun relationship, V'yachol adam lahasnos im chavero, I can make a deal with my friend, shehu ya'asok b'torah, that he'll learn, v'hu yamtzi lo parnasa, and I'm going to give him parnasa, v'yachlok imo haschar. And the simple pshat of the Ramah, we're going to divide up the schar as the result in the Yisachar Zvulun relationship, that I'm going to get some, and he's going to get some, and that's going to be part of our deal. Some of the Mefarshim there in Shulchan Aruch, Tfasem, Tchisharim, so they are medayig that in the Ramah, and they say, no way, you get your full schar. You just also, someone else is also going to get schar. Because Baruch Hu has limitless amounts of schar that theoretically he can give, so you're not going to be diminished as a result. But there are certainly those that maintain that there is a diminishing of schar, which can be there, at least again, in the relationship of Yisachar and Zvulun. Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe, I believe, also assumes that there would be a lessening of schar, could be also Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vayichi, Perek Memtes, Pasuk Tetzvav, in this week's Parsha, Techelko Shel Yisachar Mismai, that it's going to be minimized, as a result. Okay? There are those who suggest that even if this is so, by Yisachar and Zvulin, a little bit of deepening, maybe that's not true when a person learns Le'ilei Nishmas. Maybe it's not true when a person learns the Ilay Nishmas. We'll have like three or so ways of deepening this. That perhaps Yisachar Zvulin is different. Yisachar Zvulin is more of a shutfas. It's more of a classic t'nai that gets set up. I do half and you do half. But when it comes to learning the Ilay Nishmas, so there a person would not lose out at all. Some point out that seems to be pshat in the Sefer Pelayoites. The Pelayoites says, in general, when you learn Le'ilei Nishmas, you don't lose out on your schar. But Yisachar Zvulin implies that you do lose out on your schar, because you're talking the Yisachar Zvulin relationship is fundamentally different. There, it's a formal deal that we make of splitting half and half. But when it comes to, generally speaking, just learning Le'ilei Nishmas, a person would not lose out at all as a result. There is another interesting mahalach. Rav Chaim Kanievsky was asked this question, it must be like 100 times, because at least in some of the Sfarim that have like questions they asked him, and then like a collection of all the other Sfarim that asked him came out the same question. So he often answered in slightly different ways. But one of the mahalachim, in terms of how he answered, was as follows. We went in the Kovetz Be'er Torah, Mispar 60, pages 60 to 61, a discussion about that. But it's found in some other Sfarim also, as far as Rav Chaim Kanievsky take on this. Halichos Chaim Chelik Beis, page 185 to 186. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is also quoted in Sefer Derech Sicha in page 484. How are we doing?
Right.
Okay. So the Kanievsky thought the following. It could be, and this is a major chiddush, that the idea of learning Le'ilei Nishmas someone, so how does that work? So he suggested the following idea. The schus of Le'ilei Nishmas is that if I'm learning because of someone else, so the schar that person gets is not the schar ki'ilu they were lo-made. Maybe that's a phenomenon only by Yisachar and Zvulin. The schar they get is that they are, it's because of them that I am learning. That it's a learning that I'm doing Le'ilei Nishmas, that person, so they're getting a certain kind of schar as a result of that. In which case, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the only time that learning Le'ilei Nishmas actually works is when it's a lima that you would not have done otherwise, that as a result of doing it for that person, now you're learning. But if I would be learning anyway, so he suggests, I can't like channel that schar, I have the bialis over that schar to channel it one way or the other. We spoke about this a bunch of years ago, Parshas Vayechi, whether you can sell your olam haba. But I may not have the bialis to be able to sort of like redirect it. It's more that like, it's an encourage because they encourage me. It's supposed to them, so they get the schar of being the one that's goreim me and my original learning. He points out that it's not true by father-son relationship. It could be that they're all the learning you get goes and some levels is close to the father for the role that he plays, but that's at least one intriguing mahalach. There's another middle approach, which I think is absolutely fascinating, which is based on a tshuva of the Imre Bina. The Imre Bina points out in Simen Yud Gimel in his tshuvas, it's an idea that we've referenced in a couple of different times over the years, that perhaps whenever a person does a mitzvah, there are two kinds of benefits, two kinds of schar that you get for doing a mitzvah, certainly when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. One is a formal sort of like reward and punishment. You do mitzvahs, you get a reward. You do aveiros, you tzchar. You do aveiros, you get an onesh. That's the way that it goes. But when a person learns Torah, above and beyond that, they also get certain, like, I think the way that he would say it out is, they get, let me, one second, they also get this, like, the power of the not the gmuli, but like a tiv'i. There's something natural when a person learns, the way that it impacts a person. Same way that when a person sins, it can cause tumma on a person, aside from just the punishment. It causes a certain like distance from Hashem, a certain tumma, it impacts their spiritual state. So Salvation speaks about that a little bit in the beginning of Al-Tshuva. So too, when a person gets reward for learning, they get schar and olam haba, very good. They also get this like elevated existence as a result of Talmud Torah. Says the Tshuva Zimri Bina, even if there could be a giving over at times or a sharing of someone who supports some of the schar as far as formal olam haba, the impact of the experience of Talmud Torah on the person, their kedusha, their standing klapi, their rabbono shel olam, that requires the actual lomei Torah. And that can't be diminished. That's the natural fallout, the natural result of actual Talmud Torah. That's a natural experience. Lemaisa, based on at least what I see, it looks like the more mainstream view amongst the majority of Achronim and Poskim is that a person's schar does not get diminished. Certainly in the case of or learning Le'ilei Nishmas, as well as Bnei Saskar in the context of a wife who's encouraging her husband to learn, and the way that happens to work out. Yisachar Zvulin is where one encounters that question in somewhat of a more intense way. But as a whole, at least, again, it does frame things. It does frame things a little bit, a little bit. They quote there, Rabshari Dablitsky, also one of the great poskim from Bnei Brak, also thought that it's all good. It's all good. And even if, unlike Reb Chaim Kanievsky, even if you're going to be learning anyway, so just say, I'm learning this, L'ilui Nishmas, and maybe that can be good, and that could be good. Also, I think that's certainly the minhag. People that are learning things anyway sometimes will dedicate it, L'ilui Nishmas, someone. But as far as the impact of the Schar, certainly in order to be able to get the power of learning and its impact on you, that Kedusha of Torah, that requires you perhaps to actually be learning, says the Imre Bina. The only discussion that we have is as far as dividing up the actual Schar. It seems to be a little bit of a machlokas when we have this idea of someone supporting and you giving off the impact of your Schar. Again, a little bit of an overview in terms of some of the shitas that are out there. Have a great rest of your day.